Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Many, many years ago, I sent a copy of my book, Add More Ink to Your Life, my first book. So this had to be like 13 years ago. I sent it to my mentor and friend, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I got a response within a week from him receiving it. I was so moved that this world-renowned author was writing back to me. And so I made a commitment that day to do the same, that when people reached out to me or if I met people on the street, that I would send them books. And I was going to send them a book in the mail. And that is where I have been so lucky to have the resource stamps.com. This is a resource that my team has been using so much, particularly this year. We have so many books that we want to send. And stamps.com lets you print your own postage and print labels right from your own home. And it's quick and it's easy. And actually, stamps.com is so easy that all you need is a computer and a printer, and you can literally print out your postage from wherever you are and wherever you do your business. And they make it really easy to get set up. So you go to stamps.com and they're going to send you everything you need to get started, even a free scale. And it's also super easy to schedule a package to be picked up through stamps.com dashboard. And did I mention stamps.com saves you money? That's right. Stamps.com literally has postage rates that you can't find anywhere else. Set your business up for success when you get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code Gabby for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code Gabby. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Today, we are going to talk about how to get into a positive mindset. Yes, this is the theme of my life. Leaning into solutions rather than problems, setting myself up to see the world through the lens of a more positive perspective. And I genuinely can say to you that the secret to my life, happiness, joy, success, is my commitment to a positive mindset. And it's something that I take so seriously that I actually designed an entire method around it. It's Inside Super Attractor, and I'm going to teach it to you today. It is my daily design method. And this is a practice of setting yourself up for the day from the moment that you wake up. Because typically what happens is we'll wake up in the morning and we'll turn to our phone or we will look over to our partner and be frustrated about something, or we'll carry our dramas from the day before into this next day, or we'll, in my case, be like this morning, be woken up at 4:30 in the morning by a 4-year-old and be up the rest of the day. So we have these moments in life that the day doesn't start the way that we would want it to. And I love to set the intention at the beginning of the day for how do I want to feel that day? Who do I want to be that day? What do I want to receive? And what do I want to give? And this is what I call the daily design method. Starting each day in your mind or in a journal, whatever you feel is the most amplifying for you or the most simple for you, given your circumstances, like if you have a four-year-old sitting on your head, asking yourself, how do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? And what do I want to give today? So I'm going to bring this into today's episode. And I want to just emphasize the power of setting yourself up to win mentally when you wake up in the morning. When we start off on the wrong foot, like I did today, a lot of things can start to feel like they're unfolding. And I'll just give you an example. My kid woke me up at 4:30. I wasn't feeling 100%. We didn't get back to sleep. I then didn't do my design method. I get in the car to drive to the city to do this episode with you. I see my husband at my apartment and I'm kind of short with him. And we just get into these cycles. And I've had to actually do a 5-minute meditation before I did my makeup to really reset my day. And had I potentially done my daily design method, all the things that happened, waking up early, the kid being sick, me feeling unwell, would have actually been dissolved much more smoothly earlier on to set me up for a lot more success as I carried on with my day. But don't worry, you can always reset. In any given moment, you can reconnect and you can do your daily design method at 3:00 in the afternoon. You don't have to beat yourself up if you don't get it in first thing in the morning, although I do highly recommend that you make those mornings a serious commitment and that you care for your mindset and you care for your thoughts and you set intentions for how you want to be each day. And if you get into a habit of this, doing it day over day, you're going to see major changes in your life. So as you can see, this is a simple method. It's a subtle practice, but it can create radical change in your life. And I can't wait to see how it performs for you. Let's bring our first guest in today and see how we can really take it seriously, bring it into your life. And I want you to really reflect on how different things can be as a result of practicing these methods. Let's bring in our first guest, Sam. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Gabby. I'm so excited to be here.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm really excited for this topic because I think I'm ready for some additional habits to turn my life around.
What's been happening that you need to turn your life around?
I had a difficult year last year, some changes with employment, some changes with relationship, and I'm ready to start fresh in 2023. I started developing some great habits. Like I listen to a meditation of yours every morning before I wake up, but it sounds like this method would jumpstart my day even more.
So yeah, you're an easy dear Gabby, Katie, because you're already doing it, but I would just add this to it. So do your meditation and then have a notebook next to you. When you come out of your meditation, pick up your notebook and answer those four questions. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? And what do I want to give today? And just see what comes through. But if you do that meditation first, you're actually priming yourself to really sink into that core desire for the day and set yourself up for what it is that you want to call in. And I'm really happy for you because sometimes when things change and things fall apart, a job, a relationship, that's just a detour in the right direction. That's the universe revealing to you what's next. When we have these things change in our life, when we lose something, when we see a shift in our life with a relationship or a job or anything, it's really an opportunity to choose to see it through the lens of love, to choose to see it as an opportunity rather than a problem. And that lens of the world, that optimism, that hope, that solution seeking has the power to change who you are. And it can give you momentum and give you power and set you up to win rather than keep you stuck in regret or suffering or sadness. And all those feelings of sadness and regret and suffering must be felt, must be worked through. But they can't be the way that we show up day in and day out, because we can't move forward with that grace. And we can't give ourselves the opportunity to design not only a new day, but a new life. I just want to really acknowledge you for how proud I am of you for making that commitment to yourself. And I hope you feel that from me right now.
Thank you so much. And what do you suggest if something comes up? Because I can start the day well, feeling balanced after a meditation and now adding in this practice. But what happens come midday, 3 o'clock, if...
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Check back in. Go sit in the bathroom at your office, wherever you are, and breathe and ask yourself again, how do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? And what do I want to give today? And just keep coming back to it, because it might change in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But give yourself permission to go there. Give yourself permission to confirm and affirm how you want to feel and who you want to be. You can redirect it anytime. So keep coming back to it.
Amazing.
Nice one, Katie.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This sponsor is so valuable for you guys. It's no secret that throughout the show, I'm constantly promoting my experience in therapy. In fact, I literally just hung up the phone with my therapist, never miss it. And my therapist and I have been working together for over a decade, and our bond and our connection is one of the most valuable relationships in my entire life. And therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness and understanding. But most importantly, I believe it's about trusting someone. Trusting someone can help you. And that's why I'm so proud to have BetterHelp as a sponsor here on the show. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery, wherever you are on it. There are so many benefits to therapy, and I want you to really hear me when I say that. It is really, really empowering. And when you're listening to a show like this, there's part of you that really wants to heal and wants to clear the blocks from the past so that you can really claim who you want to be in this present moment. And I can't tell you enough, therapy is the way. And with BetterHelp, you can have convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online therapy. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And look, you can switch any therapist anytime for no additional charge. And BetterHelp offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and even therapy for teens. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Here's something super cool. I, for my entire life, have had a lot of consciousness around gut microbiome and holistic health. And now, finally, the world's caught up. We are in gut mania right now. Everywhere I look, I see something about gut health and microbiome. And I'm not joking you when I tell you that I hear people talking about probiotics everywhere. So you know it's a hot topic right now. But the problem is that all this information can be really confusing or even unintentionally misleading. I have had to deal with a lot of gut issues throughout my life. And when I find a product that supports my gut health, I have to share about it from the rooftops. So let me help you cut through the noise and the hashtags and the headlines. My suggestion is Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It is scientifically validated and clinically studied, and it is the next generation probiotics. This is a probiotic not only that I recommend, but I trust. And it's really easy. All you have to do is take 2 capsules once a day on an empty stomach. And this could be the first thing you do in the morning, right when you wake up, 30 minutes before your first meal. And that's it. The DS01 Daily Symbiotic to you monthly in a sustainable packaging with a reusable glass jar that protects probiotics inside and helps minimize plastic use and waste. I love the little jar. Avoid the gut mania and head to the trusted source of symbiotics. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY. Sam, who's next?
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Allison. How are you, sweetheart?
I am so good, because I actually got on here when you first started Dear Gabby and my phone died, and then I didn't get to get on. And I was like, today's the day.
Today's your day, baby. How you doing?
So much like the last woman, I have been on a journey, I feel like, since COVID started. So I got more grounded with myself. I actually just celebrated 1 year without alcohol.
Congratulations.
And so it was really a big pivotal move. And I have to say that you and Melissa Wood Health have been really big on how it makes you feel to make me hit that year.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And since I started this journey during COVID of getting more grounded in myself and spiritual, I've started taking classes. I take a meditation class, and then there's a little lesson that goes along with it. But I've lost a lot of friends. And I had two really great romantic relationships with two really great guys, but they just didn't understand certain things that I was going through and like growing, and that it was really heartbreaking. So I totally can relate to the method that you're talking about, but it's hard when you're suffering such loss, knowing that spirit is removing things to grow higher.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time like, okay, I'm staying grounded.
I'm going to give you a new perspective. Okay. I'm going to just jump in and give you a new perspective. So when we decide to design our lives differently, and when we make the commitment to see ourselves differently and to create change and to release old habits, it sometimes can start off like a little bit of a shit show. As we start to make these changes in our life, the old patterns shake off, and so do some people, so do some jobs, so do some ways of being. We're not only shedding the habit, but we're also shedding the way we were. And as we start to release these behaviors, we also release the pretenses of who we thought we were. We release the people who were at one time maybe resonant with the old behavior and no longer resonant with who we are now. And we start to release a lot of different experiences that once may have been a fit or a match that now no longer work for us. And so while it's heartbreaking to let go or heartbreaking to see someone not willing or able to go on that journey with you, it's also a sign of your commitment to your recovery. It's a sign of your commitment to your change. Because if the people who once fed that hole within you or fed that weakness within you are now starting to fall off, it means that you're filling that hole and that weakness within yourself. And so I want to really acknowledge that when I first got clean and sober and I made that major change in my own life, all my friends changed. I actually have one friend that I visited last week in London, and I was just holding her hand and I looked at her and I said, "You were the last one standing." She's the only friend that I kept from that time. The only friend that I kept from that time. Because when we go through such a chrysalis of becoming new, we often are no longer a match for what was. The jobs, the relationships, the people, the behaviors, the patterns, even the way we lived, the food, whatever it is, it can change as we change. And so it's a bit of a mourning period, but it's also a really beautiful sign that you're actually so committed to your change. And I'm proud of you. So keep designing what you want.
Yeah. And I feel like I do journal and I have a vision board, and I really am trying to see that life that I can grab that's beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I sometimes go to your quotes to get that like little lift, because like you said, it's the mourning period I feel like I'm in, and it's just sad.
If you chose to see this mourning period as growth rather than despair, as a better vibration, to see it in the way of saying, "Oh, okay, well, this is painful, but I'm growing." That's a way better experience of what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
You got me?
Changing the narrative of it.
Absolutely, my love. That's what this entire episode is about. That's what I'm talking about.
No, and that's really helpful, because I have been having that hard time shifting that. So this was wonderful.
Growth is good, and it's not always fun.
No, but it's good on the other side. And that's what I'm hopeful for.
Always, always, always. Congratulations. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Gabby.
Okay, so the other day I was driving down to the city and it was just one of those days, just one of those days that we all have, you know, I'm running a bit behind schedule and I'm kind of hungry. I'm realizing like I'm not going to have time to stop and get anything to eat. And so I remembered in my handbag, I had a Perfect Bar. You know it. You know it. I talk about this product all the time. Perfect Bars are the absolute perfect choice because I can count on them to give me the boost of protein that I need. And I'm not kidding. They are delicious. So having this little protein bar in my bag in that moment was like a dream come true because I could get satiated. I could feel like I was taking care of myself. I could enjoy this snack. Perfect Bars are delicious. Anyone that's purchased one knows that they have the most tasty flavor, the most beautiful texture. They're like cookie dough, not like a chalky bar. And they don't have any weird aftertaste or weird flavors. And Perfect Bars are made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods, plus 17 grams of whole food protein. So Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. All right, let's bring in one more guest, Sam. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. Hi. Oh
my God. You're so cute.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting this. Really appreciate this topic. Very much feels like a higher power moment right now because I've been really feeling just needing that restart of the day, starting to go into the depths of despair of just being single and being older and really wanting partnership and that soul connection with someone as a lifelong partner. And I've been single for over 10 years and I'm in my 40s now. And it's hard to not really start spiraling that it's my age that is limiting me. And yesterday I had a really weird experience, which felt like an intense test where I was sitting at a coffee shop and a guy was like walking towards me and I had my hair down and I turned to look at him and he mentioned out loud, I think he wasn't thinking, said, "Oh, seriously old." And then, but he didn't mean for me to hear him. So it just really hurt and was just kind of confirming all of the fears that I have. So just sitting with that today, really trying to stay in hope, but over a decade of being single.
I am so glad you got on, babe. I'm going to turn this around for you. I'm going to turn this shit around for you right now, my love. The universe is always going to reveal back to us what we believe. What we believe is just thoughts that we keep collecting. Beliefs are those thoughts we collect and collect and collect and collect and collect. And so you've been collecting a belief system for quite some time that I'm too old. It's been 10 years. Dot, 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 dot. That belief system is now so strong that it's being spoken to you. And so let's thank this lovely man who spoke that to you for being your bottom, because I don't like this for you anymore. I'm done with this for you. I'm done with this for you. Okay? It's over. I am going to really suggest strongly that you make a radical commitment to changing your mind. I'm going to promise you that if you do, and you go all in, and you do the work inside my book, Happy Days, you then go and read The Universe Has Your Back, and then you go and you do Super Attractor or any other book that, whether it's mine or somebody else, whatever you're drawn to, therapy, books, whatever it is that you can get yourself to start to reprogram your mind. Because your thoughts, my love, are creating this reality for you. And there's many instances where people could challenge that. Right here, right now, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you challenge that. Your thoughts and your beliefs about yourself are creating your reality. And the beauty in that is that you have the power to change it. The beauty in that is that you are not the victim of the world you see. You have the power within you to reprogram what you believe. And when you reprogram what you believe, you can start to receive a totally different perspective and a totally different life. And so the fact that today's episode is all about retraining our thoughts and positive thinking and setting ourselves up to win each day. Yes, it is about setting intentions. It is about designing your day. It is about affirming how you want to feel. But it's also about doing the deeper work. And I'm going to send you a copy of Happy Days. Do you have a copy of my book, Happy Days?
I don't.
Okay, girlfriend, I'm sending it to you because the beliefs that are there are old and they're young and they're, when I say old, don't listen to your little voice. They're old in the sense that they've been around for a long time. And the funny thing too, to me, is you came on and you said, oh, I'm old. And I'm looking at you and I'm like, she looks like a little girl. Like to me, you look like this cute little girl with your braid and your hat and your plaid. Like you look like a little Taylor Swift to me right now. And so like, it's just like our perceptions of ourselves are so, they're so wrong. And the other thing I want to mention is, you know, my mother met her husband on Match.com in her 50s. So why couldn't you in your 40s?
Yeah.
Why not? The reason it was easy for my mom was because she believed. She believed she was ready to meet somebody and she believed she could. And she's been with him now for like 20 years. So there you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Thank you for coming. I'm so glad we snuck you in. That was great.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much,
I appreciate Gabby. You too. Go do the work. So let's close this out. I can't emphasize enough the power of positive thinking. Obviously, I've written 9 books. I'm writing my 10th book on this topic right now. But it's the choice that we make each day. How do we want to show up? How do we want to live? How do we want to parent? How do we want to relate? How do we want to perceive ourselves? And the thoughts that we have, some are easy to change. Some are just a choice. And some have a deeper wound that needs to be undone. But even the choice to heal that wound is a better perspective than being stuck in the story of being the victim. Even the choice to see the discomfort as an empowering opportunity to grow is a shift in your perception. From a metaphysical perspective and from the text, A Course in Miracles, the miracle is the shift in your perception. So when you start to see your circumstances through the lens of possibility rather than pain, through the lens of faith rather than fear, through the lens of what could be rather than what was, solution rather than problem, everything can change. Everything can change. You're listening to me, but my hands are in the air literally right now. My hands are in the air and I'm saying everything can change. So please, please, I'm asking you, if you are a regular listener of the show, if you're still listening here all the way at the end of this episode, start the daily design method right here, right now. Start today. Once you stop listening to this, ask yourself those 4 questions. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? And what do I want to give today? Practice this method and thank me later. Thanks so much for being with me here today on Dear Gabby. I'll see you next week. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.